Hey, good morning, everybody. So, continuing on in the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chaf Beis. So, in Halach Aleph, we made the argument that Chil Hashem is really a Mechayev in terms of Yarig Val Yavor, Shema Yarog Osi Esbeni, Shema Yadlik Esbesi, Shema Yikatzes Esnitiosai. None of that can get in the way of the Chil Hashem. So, Muna L'Rabbim, we argued it's not that he'll have, like the Radvaz say, you know, a posse to defend him, but you know, as a walking sefer Torah, he can't recuse himself even before Yodei Aleichan et Denota. And for any dayan, Yodei Aleichan et Denota, if he's not willing to, out of legitimate personal self interest, if he's still not willing to do so, so that would be a terrible chil Hashem. So v'chein halacha beis. Mechain is always an indicator that the Rambam is linking these things. Talmud Chayi Yoshev Lifnei Rabba V'darz Chus La'ani V'chova La'asher Im Shasak, even though he's obviously doing it for the right reasons, right? He doesn't want to be more Halacha Lifnei Rabba. Hareza Over Mishum Lo Sagru Mipnei Yish V'al Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So the Kesef Mishnah and others know that the Rambam is really integrating two Gemaras. If you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that situation is Lo Sagru Mipnei Yish. If you look at the Gemara in Shavuos, and Daf Lamed, that's Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So what's the Rambam doing combining the two? It's exactly what we said. The symbol is there's just Midvar Sheker Tirchak, right? He's being, not fully honest. And that comports with the last part of the Lacha, Minayin L'dayin Shel Yoshev Talmud Bor L'fan of Talmud Omer Midvar Sheker Tirchak. But that would not have generated a V'chein, and that would not have encompassed the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, that it's a lo saguru mipnei ish problem as well. So what is that added dimension? It's exactly what we said yesterday, a chil Hashem. Right? Because if the Talmud doesn't want to, and again, bo rabcha kemor shamayim, it has to be done with the in the right way and very carefully and very respectfully and with great reverence. But if the Talmud's idea is, kavod shamayim, all right, we'll have to let that go. But kavod harav, that's going to carry the day, then that itself is a violation of in chachma bein tuna bein etzel negel Hashem, makom chil Hashem, in chokin kavod harav. He has a responsibility to speak the truth, ki ha-mishpat lelokimu. So, it's an issue of midvar sheker tirchak, because he's not being fully honest, just like it is for the dayan to put a Talmud in front of him who's, not really capable. So that is a Midvar Sheker Tirchak problem. However, there's a bigger issue. There's a segue issue, in terms of Halach Alav to Halach Abayz, that if he saw this Chos La'ani V'chova La'ashir, specifically, in that case, then Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish, as the Kesef Mishnah writes here, that it could have been a Dvar Sheker, but Rabbeinu Tafash Tehen, right, Shelo Yagor Mipnei Rabbo, the Radvaz writes, V'yishtok, it's always good to have more Rabcha k'mor Shemayim, but not at the expense of Kavod Shemayim, which is really what we said yesterday. The Mechayiv of Lo Saguru is always affiliated with Chil Hashem, ki ha-mishpat l'lokim ho.